Hello, this is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am going to talk about the part of on the website where it says healing the whole person and restoring one's own inner power. So I'm going to talk about what inner power means to me and what I'm actually, what I actually mean by inner power. So the idea is firstly not to feel helpless, because most of us, what happens in our lives, we know that constantly things change around us. And so sometimes we feel we have no control over anything. So we kind of lost it or have no power over anything. So what we want to elaborate here briefly is to say, what do we mean by restoring inner power? The thing is to know that we have, two things which is very important. One is our internal environment, and then of course the outer environment, which we talk about, where, look at things happening in the world, in people, outside of us. So the inner power is actually controlled by you. And a lot of us don't realize that because we don't introspect. We don't know what's in there. So the whole idea about this, tools which we offer, in different parts, like meditation, or other tools like energy techniques, and then, nutrition, physical movement, all of them integrating all these things will bring about this, new, conditioning, or you call it as a new feeling or a renewed feeling of saying that I am in control of everything which is happening with me. And actually that is the truth. So the idea here is to bring about and use these tools to enable you to understand that you are the one in control of your inner environment, and that is what influences the outer environment, unlike the other way which has been we've been seeing, which is outer environment dictates how you feel, and that's how we feel our emotions. That's okay, but then we have to take control of how we want to feel with the things happening around the world and outside of us. So that's how we create this inner power, by doing all of these things. You have to take care of your mind, you have to take care of your body, so it doesn't hurt and doesn't feel awful, and then of course movement or exercise is the same thing to control your body.
Yes, so just a quick follow-up here. On the website, you have written here that physical health and mental health problems damage one's inner power, right? So you just talked about inner power to some extent. Obviously, we eat food every day. That's where energy comes from for the physical body. And then there's power in the mind also. Could you talk about what you mean by damage to the inner power in more depth a little bit?
So damage to the inner power can be always, if for example, the body first, which is not putting the right fuel in the body, like eating wrong foods, eating the junk foods, which affects your stomach, the body is not able to digest properly, so you feel sick, you feel tired, you have no energy. That's one power. So you feel like, oh my goodness, I don't feel good. So that's loss of inner power. Mm-hmm. And then not exercising, makes your muscles weak and not being able to function properly. And that in itself, again, your muscles ache, your joints ache, and you don't feel good after that. And you don't feel good in the mind also, because it secretes certain endorphins and everything. And the mind, of course, if you have the wrong thoughts and you let it go and keep, don't do anything about it, your inner power is decreased. So all these leads to a depleted inner power, and you don't realize that you are in charge of it and how you can make it actually more powerful, so you can actually influence the world around you. Which would appear differently, and you're able to manage anything which comes in your way.
Because in many ways, the human body stores a lot of energy. There's many people are obese, or there's fat throughout the body. It's really reasonable to assume that we don't use the energy that's already there in the body adequately. Could you talk more about that, even from a more physiological point of view, and kind of go from there?